Tristan Wigfall is a, is that correctly pronounced?
Yes.
He's a director of Almanac, a collaborative architects practice which was founded in 2009. Although it's a young practice, they've rapidly gained a reputation for producing well-researched, innovative solutions on difficult sites. 10 Tresillian Crescent is such an example, which is still emerging. It hasn't yet happened. It's very interesting. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'll try and be as brief as I can. So yes, as was said, this is a pipeline scheme, so we're still in the process of finalising and developing the design. And I must admit, Chris Johnson actually entitled it From Trial to Tribute at 10 Tresillian Crescent. And I'm hoping the trial refers to perhaps the planning process and the tribute to the direction in which we're taking things. But you can be the judge of that. So 10 Tresillian Crescent, not very far from here at all, is part of a quite a magnificent existing crescent. And the existing site is something of a missing tooth in that location. It is, we believe, due to bomb damage around 1944 that it was the original building was knocked down, and the original mirror to the at number 8 Tresillian Crescent can be seen as a kind of reference to what was there before. So it's perhaps, you might say, a bit of an eyesore. It's a bit of an unassuming building that you might say isn't the most contextually sensitive. But it is there, and we, from the outset, have sought to try and work with the existing building. And through the process, we've often sort of grappled with the idea of whether we should have just removed the whole existing building and started afresh. And there's lots of different factors that we have to consider, financial and then planning processes. But we have, through kind of working with the client, decided it is best to retain and try and work with that. And it's really an opportunity to try and really enhance what is something of a missed opportunity in terms of the building that's there at the moment. So we first were contacted by the client back in, I think, November 2015. We had some initial conversations with them, and then there was a bit of a pause, and we didn't hear back from them until, I think, August last year. And they'd actually gone through a planning process, a pre-application, working with an architect up in Scotland, and again, trying to work with the existing building. And it was quite logical in terms of their brief was to try and increase the capacity of the building from a 3-bedroom house to a 6-bedroom house, with the associated kind of living space that would be required. And effectively adding an additional story, extending at the rear and extending to the side, which is where the current entrance to the house was. So as much as possible, we were trying to retain as many of the original walls and then add the new space that was going to be required. And do that in as simple a manner as possible, because another part of the brief was trying to work to quite a tight budget. And that was what was developed through that initial pre-application process. And the most important part of that was that it, in principle, was accepted that there is an opportunity to improve this building. There was an opportunity to make this a locally distinctive building. But there were some criticisms in terms of the design that had been put forward, in terms of how it was fitting contextually, most importantly in terms of the material palette. They were looking at using timber on the front facade and the roofscape. They didn't feel it was tying in with that roof, the context, and also trying to create more of a verticality to that front facade that was important to tie it in. So we kind of went back to first principles, started analysing the site, looking at the context, looking at our original neighbour that was next door as reference, and trying to see what we could do. We went through some quite quick kind of massing studies, looking at that roof form specifically. Some of these are a bit whimsical, but others starting to lead us into a direction that we thought might be the way to go. And this is where we began to develop our overall mass and form, was very much referencing our mirror building in terms of the roof form, but then creating this kind of asymmetry. Because our existing floor levels were more compressed than the neighbouring Victorian buildings, we had to try and create a roof form that kind of didn't over envelop or create a gargantuan top to the building, but tied in terms of the levels. And this was something we were developing in conversation with Broccoli Society, talking with Chris Johnson, and having kind of constructive input from them. And in conversation with the planning officers. So we were developing this all for another pre-application inquiry. And we were interested in this idea of kind of an inhabited roof where we could kind of go right up into that space and create some quite kind of special spaces up with the pitched roofs and with this kind of staircase that would connect through the floor levels. The floor plans developed quite logically, very much referencing, again, we were always trying to work with the existing building. They're quite logically laid out in terms of trying to retain as many of the walls as possible, but add the additional living space that we wanted at the back. The other thing we did was kind of step down at the rear to create more floor-to-ceiling height that wasn't quite available in the main building. And again, references kind of asymmetry in terms of the floor, of the roofscape. The first floor plan was very much, again, trying to work with the existing and accommodate additional bathrooms. And then, likewise, on the third, the new second floor, the additional bedrooms. But this is where the spaces could start becoming more expressive, where we've got the additional floor-to-ceiling heights. The material palette was looking to kind of complement the local context of the kind of London stock, weathered London stock bricks with a kind of warm toned brick. At the rear, we were looking to use timber, a white-stained larch timber that we thought would complement well with these bricks. Up on the roof, using natural slates and zinc for the rear roofs. So this was effectively what we put forward into our first pre-application inquiry. And it was positively received through talking with the planning officer. They said they were happy with the direction in which we were developing the roofscape, and they were happy with the overall direction. And we were basically encouraged to work forwards and develop this through to a full planning application. They generally were positive. But the one thing that did come out of that initial inquiry was trying to really work on that front facade. Where we're reskinning the whole building, there is the potential for us to kind of articulate things a bit more and through that additional layer of brickwork. And so that was something we'd come away and thought that was we were going to really develop through the detailed planning application. And then things were a little bit derailed. We got a call from the planner saying that they'd had another look at things and they had some further comments and that we needed to come back in for another pre-application inquiry. So there wasn't really much we could do. It was effectively go for this a further pre-application or proceed with a planning application, which we were warned to do at risk because we weren't going to get the input. So another £420 later, we went back to our scheme and sought to kind of develop it further. But it was this diagram that they presented to us that really kind of created some queries for us in terms of what they were driving for in terms of the front facade design. But we tried to elaborate on the process we were going through and the rationale we were using in terms of the front facade. It's evident that there are these pairings of buildings, and we were an original pair that had been lost, so it seemed obvious to us to try and reference our sister building at number 8. But the planners were driving us really to create this bay that was somehow referencing number 12, but for us seemed still out of scale. But we presented all of our options and tried to elaborate on the rationales that we were using in terms of the roofscape, in terms of the patterns that we were looking at on the front facade, in terms of the verticality, in terms of, we were working with the original window openings, but trying to adapt them so they had more of a vertical emphasis to tie in with our neighbouring buildings. And then through this pushing and pulling that we could achieve with the brick skin that we're adding. All of this was done through our diagrams and through models. So we were kind of trying to push that and elaborate on that and explain that to them, as well as through visualizations that, again, we're trying to show the building in context. And through that second pre-application process, we did get some positive feedback. And while we kind of agreed that we would express the bay as the planning officer was kind of encouraging us to do, we, working closely with the clients who've been very engaged in this process, they both come from creative industries, we were trying to play on that a little bit and create a slightly abstract by inverting the bay. We thought it was really making a kind of a virtue of a direction that we weren't entirely sure about that the planners were pushing it in. And so we managed to get the planning application in at the beginning of this year. And we felt we'd put forward a very clear and cogent argument in terms of how we had developed the scheme. And then 3 days before determination, got the call saying, yes, we're happy with everything, but we're not happy with the inversion of the bay, you need to put it back again. Which we thought was a shame, because we thought this was a well-resolved piece. But it was basically amend or get refusal and go to appeal. And having gone through kind of 18 months of this process for the clients already, that wasn't really an option. So I'm pleased to say we did get approval in March this year. We've continued to kind of develop the interior strategy and concept with the idea of the new elements coming on with this exposed roof elements at the rear and on the top of the building. The staircase is a real key feature as a kind of corkscrew that comes down and connects through the various floor levels of the building, and is some a space we see is kind of can be celebratory in terms of how the building works. We're working our way through the kind of planning conditions at the moment, again in conversation with Chris, and looking at the kind of specifics of the brick choices and how we detail the window openings and can add some kind of emphasis and reference to the kind of the more kind of ornate neighbouring buildings. So we're working into it. We're hoping to get a contractor starting perhaps at the end of July this year, if we can get our way through these planning conditions. And this is where we're at the moment. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.